Park City Mayor Jack Thomas, Park City Council Member Tim Henney, and Robert Groh of Envision Utah spoke to a nearly full house in the Jim Santee Auditorium. Their mission, to make the audience understand how much growth is headed this way, what part of it is out of our control, what we can do about it, and how that will shape our future. Mayor Jack Thomas said what makes us grow is the same thing that makes us attractive.
Our growth is primarily economic growth and resort-based. And as we continue to market the fact that we are a world-class year-round community, we can simply expect that we will see more people visiting. So everybody, if everybody just stayed in their homes, commuters alternated their arrival times, visitors came on odd and even days, we have eliminated all special events, no Sundance really, and no more holidays, the impacts of growth wouldn't be an issue.
Robert Groh said when it comes to the Wasatch Back, Summit and Wasatch counties, the most startling part is how much developable land there is here.
And so because of that, you can see dramatic growth potential in the Wasatch Back. In fact, 20 years ago, when we did a visioning effort about the future of Utah, the most scary thing that came out of that was the recognition of how much private land there was in the Wasatch Back.
He talked about smart planning to be able to handle the growth that will seep into the Wasatch Back. He said in 50 years, Summit County will have tripled in size.
How Park City itself grows is largely up to you. But that is really limited to Park City itself. We talked about the growth pressures in all of Summit County, all of Wasatch County. As Salt Lake County fills up, Davis County fills up, Northern Utah County is filling up. There's going to be real competition for people who want to go to the best places to live that they can afford. A really important issue is how do you prepare proactively to mitigate the impacts?
Park City Councilmember Tim Henney said it's not enough to say we want to slow growth or stop growth. That would have needed to happen 30 years ago when the city and county leaders were trying to spur economic growth by committing to future development entitlements. Henney's focus is to try to make residents understand what entitled growth is and then how to shape it. In the Park City limits, he said there are 5,000 more entitled units yet to be built. Then he said, wait, there's more. Look at Snyderville Basin and Wasatch County, where tens of thousands of more units are entitled.
Most of the remaining entitled development exists in the areas of Treasure Mountain, Bonanza Park redevelopment, and the base of PCMR in Deer Valley, and the last of the infill that's occurring around town. But wait, in the Snyderville Basin, there exist 14,000 yet-to-be-built entitlements in the Snyderville Basin. 14,000 unbuilt entitlements. Also, in Wasatch County, there are around 20,000 unbuilt entitlements.
Now is the time, he said, to decide what we want to be in 30 years, then shape it.
Nobody could have foreseen where we would be in 2015. That just wouldn't have been possible. But there were people who thought that we could develop. There were people that we thought we could have a vibrant ski economy. There were people that thought that we could enhance the experience and the quality of life here for the local residents. And that has happened. So it reminds me of the little train that could. We're the little community, the little town that 30 years ago thought it could. We did. We have that opportunity again before us right now, today. We are still the little town that can, and we have to figure out what we want to be 30 years from now, no matter how grand that vision is. Implement the steps to get there, and I think as a community as a group, we can do that.
Mayor Thomas rounded out the evening by suggesting that while talk of what seems like unbridled growth entitlement is daunting and stressful, it's our job, the community's job, to make choices about growth and help shape it because we can.
We've been very smart, in fact, brilliant with regard to defining our edges of a town with open space. This moat has separated us from things beyond our control. To some extent, it has protected us. In the future, we may need to do more to keep Park City who we are. What might we do next? Well, let's not freak out. You know, this is a heavy, heavy discussion. And I just watched my anxiety go up as we spoke this evening. But we do have choices as to how we grow, where we grow, about height, about density, and we have choices about transportation. We want balance in our community, and we want to be a complete small town.
That's Park City Mayor Jack Thomas speaking at Monday's Forum on Growth. The community is invited to Act 2 in the series of What's Next Park City on June 23rd and 27th, when the community will have its chance to talk in a conversational setting. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.